now joined by Alec Asher, who won for his third consecutive start with the Iron Pigs yesterday. And so far, you're really picking up where you left off from your time here a year ago. But how is Alec Asher a different pitcher this time around?
I think just a little more confidence than the past years. And I tried something different this year. I wanted to sacrifice a little more velocity for a little more movement. And that was something me and Mac and pitching coaches kind of agreed on would probably best benefit me as a pitcher. So really, I mean, that's honestly really the only difference. Mechanically, everything's pretty the same. Arsenal, everything's pretty the same other than adding the sinker and trying to get the fastball to move a little better. And also while commanding at the same time. So all that's starting to really come together right now, and it's working.
From a mechanical standpoint, for someone listening, say, well, you threw a lot of four-seamers in the mid-90s, now you're throwing two-seamers, low 90s with more movement. What might be different in terms of the delivery or how you have to approach a sequence when you're going to throw the two-seamer?
Just having confidence in it. For me, it gives me the extra confidence to, behind the count, to just challenge a guy with a sinker and let him do what he wants with it, rather than try to be too perfect with a four-seam. Because I caught myself last year in Philly where I'd get behind the count and be like, oh God, here we go. If I don't hit this spot with my four-seam, it's going to get hit pretty hard. And that, you can't think like that when you're on the mound. So just having the fastball that moves a little bit, when you're behind the count, you just kind of, all you have to do is throw it over the plate. And you're either going to put a good swing on it, hit it somewhere, hopefully not over the fence, which is, it's tough to do with a sinker, or just beat it in the ground and get themselves out, which, I mean, it's benefited me definitely pitching longer in games because I'm able to get quicker outs rather than go too deep in counts and rack up my pitches.
And not a lot of well-hit balls. I mean, yesterday there was a home run, but outside of maybe Charlotte, that's the only other park it would have left the yard in. But, you know, I look at you last year and I said, this guy obviously did very well in his brief stint here. You start in Double A. Obviously, that has to be a bit of a mental adjustment. I mean, I'm sure you were a little bit disappointed. You know, I figured you'd start here. I'm sure you may have had the thoughts too. But how do you get yourself to a point where you know mentally that you have to kind of take positive from a negative and do what you're doing here in Lehigh Valley?
For me, it just kind of just fuels the fire a little more. I mean, obviously, you can't control where you pitch. You just go where they send you, and you try to get your outs wherever you can. And that's kind of how I looked at it. I knew I came into spring and the start of the season wanting to work on adding that sinker and getting comfortable with it. And really, it didn't really matter where they sent me. I was going to go and I was going to get my work in and try to be the best pitcher at that level I could be. And just continue to get better day by day.
All right, we're with Alec Asher. So you've come here, you have four very good outings after the trade from Texas in the Cole Hamels deal at the deadline a year ago. You get to make 10 starts in the big leagues. If you were talking to a good friend or a relative about what stuck out most about your time in Philadelphia, what would it be?
Just the atmosphere. I mean, you can imagine it was a dream come true. It's something I've dreamed about since I was a little kid. It was awesome. I mean, the whole environment, the travel, the facility, everything was anything you could dream of. But I think the one thing, if I could change it, and if I get back, the one thing I'd do differently is just have more fun. I think I put so much pressure on myself to perform, and then once I wasn't performing, I put even more pressure on myself, and things just kind of just took off on me. And so I got to a point where I wasn't enjoying it like I should have. That's definitely something I worked at this year, is just playing the game and having fun and let it do what it does.
When you're standing on that major league mound, what was maybe the first time you said to yourself, like, oh my goodness, I'm Alec Asher, I'm actually pitching in the major leagues?
You know, I answered that a couple times to some people. And my debut, I think I was in just such like shock, and I just didn't know what to do. I don't really remember much about it. I think it was just like blacked out or something. But when I was standing, I think it was my second start when I was at Fenway, and I was standing on the mound, I was like, God, I've never been here. This is a park I've always watched. And it was at that point, I was like, oh my God, I'm like here. This is crazy. Pitching there and having that rich tradition just kind of all sink in then.
when you came over, there was much made about the fact you and Jared Eichhoff had been roommates together. You guys were friends, and he went up, and then you followed him there. Do you have much communication with him now on any type of basis now that he's still in Philadelphia?
Yeah, we text every now and then. Try not to bug him too much. I know he's busy and he's got a lot going on, but we'll send after outings. We'll send each other texts like, "Hey, good job," blah blah blah, and talk in depth about it. But yeah, I miss him. I miss my buddy. I hope we get up there soon with him.
All right, before I let you go, give me the coolest thing you did in the off season.
Coolest thing I did in the off season. Oh boy. I think I would probably say getting my own apartment. Kind of growing up, being a big boy. That was the first off season where I didn't live with my parents. So doing that and kind of getting that life experience was fun.
Big cat becomes big boy, right?
That's right.
Well, hey, it's been great again. Another good win last start. Still right up there in the record books in a lot of different ways here in your first six outings as an Iron Pig, and now seven after yesterday's win. So keep up the great work, and hopefully you'll be joining your good buddy Jared here not too long off the future.
Thank you.